of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Hi, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you here on a sweltering hot Thursday night. Eastern Shore, Maryland, the Shorebirds and the Augusta Green Jackets getting ready for game 3 of 6 here this week. It has been all Green Jackets through the first two games of the series. Augusta has put together an offensive onslaught that has included 22 runs, 23 hits, and 22 walks. Last night, Shorebirds pitching walked 11 batters again as Augusta steamrolled Delmarva for a 15-4 win. Shorebirds only bright spots in the game. Isaac De Leon, a two-run homer in the first. He finished with another multi-hit game. Frederick Ben-Cosme, he had three hits, as did Luis Valdez. But Shorebirds, despite 11 hits, had just four runs. Augusta, they scored in 7 of 9 innings. Connor Blair led the way as he finished 4 for 6, driving in 7 runs, the most RBIs in a single game for an Augusta Green Jacket since 2012. So the Shorebirds will try to turn the page like they've had to do so many times this season and bounce back with a better game here today. On the mound for Delmarva, trying to get them back to their winning ways here on Thursday, is Moises Chassé. Moises back in the starting rotation, 1-3 with a 5.83 ERA on the season. Past two outings have both come in relief after a little lengthy IL stint, his second of the season. He was on the IL for about a month. Last time out, though, he went 2 2/3 innings in relief at Lynchburg to earn his first Delmarva win of the season. Opposing him is an interesting arm in Jorge Bautista for Augusta. Overall, his numbers look atrocious. He's 0-2 with a 14-14 ERA, but most of those runs came in just his second outing of the season, which was all the way back in May, and he was actually sent back down to the FCL after that. Since he's come back, he's had one outing and looked half decent. So nobody's really sure what'll be in store for tonight as far as Chassé and Bautista, two legitimate wild cards for each side. Shorebirds now in the season are 34-63 overall, 13-19 in the second half, fifth place in the Carolina League Northern Division, 10.5 games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Augusta now 48-48 overall in the season and even 500, 12-18 in the second half right now. They are in fifth place as well, although in the South, 6.5 games back now of the division-leading Charleston River Dogs. Let's go ahead, take a break, and when we come back, we'll get you the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. This is the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Let's get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Augusta Green Jackets, Geraldo Quintero leads it off. He's the third baseman. Stephen Paulini is the center fielder, batting second. Brandel Mesquita out in right field hits third. Brandon Parker is the DH, batting fourth. Connor Blair out in left field, he bats fifth. Mekhi Backstrom is the first baseman, batting sixth. Francisco Floyd starts at shortstop for the third straight day for Augusta. He bats seventh. Victor De Hoyos, the Shorebird killer, bats eighth. And Eliezel Stevens makes his first appearance this week, batting ninth and playing second base for Augusta, with Jorge Bautista, a right-handed pitcher, on the mound for the Green Jackets. Flip side for the Delmarva Shorebirds, their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. Elio Prado leads it off. He's in center. Now Albert Romero is the second baseman, batting second. Michael Desson, the left fielder, bats third. Isaac De Leon, the third baseman, bats fourth. Frederick Ben-Cosme in the five hole, he'll play shortstop. Steven Acevedo is the right fielder, batting sixth. Roberto Martinez, the DH, bats seventh. Creed Willems back behind the plate for the first time in a couple of weeks. He'll bat eighth and do the catching. Aaronson Plasencia, the first baseman, rounds things out, batting ninth on the Shorebirds lineup card with Moises Chassé on the mound for Delmarva, right-handed pitcher, getting the start for the Shorebirds. Delmarva about to take the field, so let's go ahead, step aside one final time, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing, well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Pelzer, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
2 league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Hope you've been having a very good day, because it's just about to get a little bit better with Delmarva Shorebirds baseball on tap here tonight from Salisbury, Maryland. Welcome everybody to Purdue Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you here for game 3 of 6 between the Shorebirds and the Augusta Green Jackets this week. Augusta's taken the first two. They have been plowing the Shorebirds offensively. 22 runs in the first two games. They've combined for 23 hits, 22 walks, and Moises Chassé on the mound tonight for Delmarva will try to limit them here tonight and give the Shorebirds a chance here to snap a little mini two-game losing streak. Chassé at 1-3 on the season with a 5.83 ERA. He is on the mound for Delmarva, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. Michael Deson is in left, Elio Prado in center, Steven Acevedo in right, Isaac De Leon is on third, Frederick Bencosme at short, Noelbert Romero at second, Aaron Simplicencia over at first, and Creed Willems does the catching for Moises Chassé. Chassé at 6 feet 1, 213 pounds, 19 years old out of Venezuela, was signed as an international free agent back in 2019 by Baltimore. He's had a little bit of a renaissance since coming off the IL. It's very limited sample size. 4 2/3 innings, he's allowed just one earned run on 4 hits, 6 walks, and 5 strikeouts. So his control has still been eluding him a little bit more than I think he'd like at this point. But he's certainly been better than when he was prior to hitting the IL. Leading off for Augusta is Geraldo Quintero. He's gone 2 for 6 in each of the first 2 games this week. Switch hitter stands in from the left side on a clear sky type of night, extremely hot, but the wind providing some relief in the first pitch to Quintero as a called strike of the knees. We're underway right on time at 7:05. Quintero open stance from the left side. Chassé, middle of the rubber, kicks and throws, and the breaking ball is cut on and missed. 0-2. Quintero playing third base tonight. 6 homers, 46 driven in. 263 average, a 782 OPS. Chassé into his wide. Here's the pitch. And Quintero swings and misses a high fastball. And Moises Chassé, 3 pitches, 3 strikes, gets us underway with a strikeout. Shorebirds have had quite a bit of trouble here at home as far as limiting runs in the first inning. They've now gone 5 straight games, allowing a run in the first. Prefer to get out of this first inning with games still scoreless. First pitch to Stephen Paulini. Misses down and in for ball one. Paulini had last night off, wasn't a part of the onslaught, but did go 2 for 5 back on Tuesday. 1-0, swing and a miss. Fastball in the outside corner. 1 ball, 1 strike. Shadows right now covering the majority of the infield, most of the outfield, and sunshine right now. Wind blowing in towards left and the pitch. Paulini swings and misses, a fastball tailing away. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Paulini, 3 homers, 29 driven in. 214 average. Just a slightly open stance from the left side. Here's the 1-2, and Paulini hits it in the air out of play. Left field side. Count stays at 1-2. It is a very packed house here early on. Today, Adley Rutschman bobblehead giveaway day. 1,000 of them, Maryland Pride theme, brought to you by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Part of the Maryland Pride giveaway series this season. The 1-2, Paulini takes a breaking ball and nubs it to the backstop. Still a ball and 2 strikes. Chassé, high black socks, complement his Maryland Pride jersey. It's the Maryland flag on the sleeves of a black jersey. Chassé into his wine, the righty throws, and Paulini, a tapper foul up the first base side, out in front of a breaking ball. Still 1-2, 3 straight foul balls for Paulini. 1 out, top of the first, Chassé looking for a scoreless inning here early. 1-2 again, and Paulini swings and misses, chases a fastball outside, and Moises Chassé back-to-back strikeouts to begin the game. Chassé was off to a phenomenal start this season. His first 8 innings were scoreless, and after that, he really fell off a cliff. He did 1 IL stint and then 2. But now looks like a different pitcher again coming off the IL. First pitch to Brandel Mesquita. Breaking ball splits the middle for strike one. 2 outs, nobody on, top of the first, scoreless game. Mesquita batting third for the third straight night, hitting 286. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Breaking ball down and away, Mesquita chases. It's 0-2. Chassé's velocity on average a couple miles an hour down from where it was at its peak at the start of the season, but he looks super effective tonight. Stepping out, Mesquita calls time. 0-2 on the Green Jackets right fielder. Chassé trying to strike out the side. The pitch, and Mesquita hits it in the air out of play. Right field side. Still 0-2. Chassé angles himself towards the third base side. Kicks into his wind the pitch, and Mesquita takes a fastball high. One ball, two strikes. Outfield shades Mesquita just the other way. Chassé is 1-2. And Mesquita swings and misses, breaking ball off the outside corner. And Moises Chassé, a perfect start, strikes out the side here in the first. On to the bottom of the first, it's Augusta nothing and Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Mountain Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Bottom of the first, it's Augusta nothing and Delmarva coming to bat against Jorge Bautista on the hill for Augusta. Green Jackets went down in order. Moises Chassé striking out the side for Delmarva. Elio Prado leads it off for the Birds, right-handed batter. Shorebird center fielder Bautista, the righty into his wind, and the first pitch is cracked on the ground to the right side. Stevens, a diving stop, has it come out of his glove. Second baseman picks it up, has no play. Now Leo Prado, a first pitch single here in the bottom of the first. Don't even get to introduce Bautista before Prado's on base to lead off the bottom of the first. Bautista, 6 feet tall, 155-pound righty, 21 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. He is 0-2 this season with Augusta, making his fourth outing third start. Now Albert Romero, the next hitter, and the pitch. Romero swings and misses through a fastball, strike one. Seven innings for Bautista. He's allowed 12 runs, 11 earned, 16 hits, no walks, six strikeouts. So he's in the zone and in the zone often. Just depends whether or not he gets hit. 0-1. And Romero swings, drives one in the air to deep straightaway center. Paulini back in front of the warning track, has room. Puts it away for the first out here in the bottom of the first. So the Shorebirds out swinging aggressively against Bautista. His last start was his first since being recalled from the FCL, where he threw really well. July the 29th against Myrtle Beach. Allowed three runs, two earned, and five innings, but still took the loss. The FCL Braves this season, Bautista was really good. First pitch to Michel Desson as a backup breaking ball. Misses inside for ball one. Had a 2.41 ERA. Down to the FCL from about May till mid-July. Prado at first, one out, bottom of the first. Pitch to Desson. Breaking ball, misses high and in. 2-0. Desson 1-for-2 last night, now hitting .238 this season. Two homers, 25 driven in. He homered back on Tuesday. 2-0 pitch. Fastball, a little low. Ball three. Defensively for the Green Jackets, it's Connor Blair in left, Stephen Paulini in center, Brandel Mesquita in right. Geraldo Quintero's over at third, Francisco Floyd at short, Eliezel Stevens at second, Mekhi Backstrom at first. From the belt, Bautista throws home and misses down and away for ball four. Walks Desson on four pitches. first and second now, one out for Isaac De Leon, the Shorebirds' hottest hitter. De Leon, two more hits last night, including a two-run homer in the first. Past 11 games, De Leon now hitting at 370, 609 slugging percentage. Seven-game hit streak right now as well. Scoreless game, last of the first. Shorebirds trying to score first here at home for the first time in 2 weeks. Right-on-right matchup with De Leon, the pitch. Fastball is on the outside corner for strike one. De Leon, a wry smile. He can't believe that caught the corner. 0-1. Juan Gomez calling balls and strikes tonight. His partner Chris Janke is out in the field. First and second, one out. Bautista just above the belt. Kicks and fires. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. Never mentioned it, but Victor De Hoyos is the catcher for Augusta tonight. Outfield deep all the way around for De Leon. Flag with a gentle breeze in towards left. 1-1. De Leon swings and misses. Backup breaking ball tied him up inside. One ball, two strikes. De Leon on the season now, a high watermark at 222. 726 OPS, 7 homers, 42 driven in. Leads the club in extra base hits with 23. First and second, one out. Now a high set from Bautista, the pitch, and the fastball is a called strike three. At the letters, De Leon thought it was in as well. He is down looking. And that's the second out of the inning. It'll be up to Frederick Ben-Cosme to make good on this early opportunity, and I'm curious whether or not Bautista is tipping his pitches, where, depending on where he comes set out of the stretch, you don't see too many pitchers change up where they come set. Bautista back to the belt, the pitch. And it's a breaking ball, missing just outside for ball one. And what I've noticed is when Bautista comes set around the belt, it's a breaking ball. Comes set high, it's a fastball. Have to see whether or not that holds. Comes set of the belt this time, the 1-0. Fastball misses down and in, so it looks like my theory's wrong. Ball two. First and second, two outs for Ben-Cosme. Shorebird's active leader in batting average at 372, as well as OPS at 905. Two homers, 20 driven in. Two on, two out the pitch, and Ben-Cosme a topper foul, first base side. 2-1. Couple of coaching changes to tell you about, just because he made that play down the first base line there. Colin Woody is filling in for Danny Fajardo and Shorebird's fundamentals coach here this week. Anderson Tavares also in town. He's the pitching coach. 2-1. Ben-Cosme swings and misses. Foul tipped it. Doesn't matter. 2-2. First and second. Two outs. Last of the first. Shorebird's trying to strike first here at home. Ben-Cosme calls time, steps out. Ben-Cosme posts up on his front foot from the left side. Bautista comes set. Looks to second. Now the pitch. And Ben-Cosme takes a breaking ball down low. Three balls, two strikes. Runners get a head start, three balls, two strikes, two outs, first and second. Infield plays Ben-Cosme to pull except for Quintero over at third close to the base. Bautista ready, runners go, the pitch. Misses high and away for ball four. Breaking ball never got back to the edge. And Ben-Cosme walks to load the bases with two outs for Steven Acevedo. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach for the Green Jackets. That's Mike Steed. Despite Augusta throwing pretty well this week, it seems like Steed has been wearing out a track out to the mound and back. A lot of jams that Augusta pitchers have been getting out of this week. Shorebirds have not been good with runners in scoring position. They had 9 hits back on Tuesday, just 4 runs. 11 hits last night and 4 runs again. Bases loaded, 2 outs for Stephen Acevedo in the first. Shorebirds trying to turn the tide of late, which has been falling behind early. Chance to jump in front. Augusta scored 4 in the first yesterday. Base is full for Acevedo, big right-handed batter. 6'4", 185. 165 average this season, a homer and 8 driven in. First pitch. Fastball misses low. Ball 1. Lights just starting to come on as thanks to the heat, pretty good haze up in the air. Base is full for Acevedo. Here's the pitch. And Acevedo foul tips it, held on to by De Hoyos. 1 ball, 1 strike. Acevedo was 0 for 4 last night with a walk. Bases loaded, 2 outs, the pitch. And Acevedo swings and fouls it back off the press box and back down. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And check that, it looks as if a balk was called before the pitch was thrown home. Umpires didn't really do a good job pointing it out. So everybody was paying attention to what was going on in the crowd. The 1-1, Acevedo swings and tops it foul third base side. 1-2, so evidently Bautista balked before the 1-1 pitch that Acevedo had fouled back. So that scores everybody, or scores Prado from third. Deson now to third, Ben Cosme at second. Shorebirds lead at 1-0, not exactly how they drew up, taking a lead, but they'll take it. 1-2, Acevedo swings and misses, breaking ball down and away. He's down on strikes, but the Shorebirds do get a run. Bases loaded, balk, gets the birds on the board. On to the second. It's Delmarva 1, Augusta nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Little League team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds. Simply take an available game. The team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for the young desk. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team today, as there is limited availability for the football game to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-412 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
The Shorebirds are back in town August 2nd through the 7th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Augusta
Somebody
Green
take
Jackets.
It, please.
On Thursday, August 4th, it's the Maryland Pride Adley Rutschman bobblehead giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Friday, August 5th is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night featuring a special guest appearance by Spider-Man as well as post-game fireworks. And Saturday, August 6th is post-game WBOC fireworks presented by Mount Air Farms. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Top of the second, it's now Delmarva 1 and Augusta nothing. First time this series that Delmarva has had a lead. It's a bases loaded balk that puts them ahead. Shorebirds loaded them up with 2 outs in the first, and Jorge Bautista balked in a run. First pitch from Moises Chassé to Brandon Parker is a breaking ball down and away for ball 1. Parker, the DH, batting 4th, has hit cleanup each game this week. 1-0 pitch. Fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. Parker hitting .281 this season, a .929 OPS. Now 10 homers and 40 driven in after a solo shot yesterday in the ninth inning. Slightly open stance, Chassé the wind and the pitch. Fastball just missing down and away, 2-1. Chassé struck out the side in the first, trying to follow that up with another good second. Behind on Parker, here's the 2-1. And the breaking ball, or fastball rather, misses down and in. 3 balls, 1 strike. Chassé, a 4-pitch mix. Fastball, 2-seam fastball, changeup and slider. 3-1. Fastball gets the call this time on the outside corner, or at least around it. 3-2. Parker thought it was outside. False step towards first, thinking he had earned a walk. 3-2 on Parker. Chassé the wind and the pitch. Fastball is down and away for ball 4. And Chassé walks Parker here to lead off the second. Interestingly, this week in Major League Baseball, Yordan Alvarez looked to have been rung up on strikes, but nobody actually noticed it. He ended up reaching base later in the at-bat. Should have been a strike 3. Nobody in the ballpark, at least, who mattered on the playing field noticed. Alvarez's at-bat went on, and he eventually reached base, and I believe it was against the Angels. First pitch. This is down and away to Connor Blair. Blair hitting .197 still, .684 OPS, even after his 4-for-6 performance last night. 11 total bases. Double, a single, and 2 homers. 1-0. Blair swings and fouls it back and out of play. 1 ball, 1 strike. Blair ended up driving in 7, which is the most for any one Augusta Green Jacket since 2012. Runner at first, nobody out, top of the second. Shorebirds with a 1-0 lead after a bases-loaded balk in the first. Chassé's pitch. Breaking ball just misses a touch outside. 2-1. Middle infield at double play depth. The Shorebirds have turned one in each of the first 2 games this week. Throw over to first and Parker back in with a dive. Augusta has been very aggressive on the base paths here in the first 2 games. A couple of stolen bases last night. They stole 4 back on Tuesday. Haven't been caught yet either. Chassé, a high set. The 2-1 runner goes. Pitch is taken up high. Now Parker hits the brakes, goes back to first, and Willems picks them off. Little indecision by Parker. Either he had that bad a jump and decided to turn tail, or that was supposed to be a hit and run, and Connor Blair missed the sign. Pitch missed way up high. And Parker, after a couple of steps towards second, tried to scramble back to first. The 3-1 is outside for ball 4. So after walking Parker, he gets caught stealing. And now Blair walks. Man at first, 1 out. Thanks to the great eyes in the sky that we have up here in the press box, Blair stumbled. Hit the brakes, tried to get back to first, and he was caught in between either way. We actually saw Trenton Craig for the Shorebirds do that last week at Lynchburg. He stumbled out of the gates. Now Mekhi Backstrom, the batter, the pitch. It's on the outside corner for strike 1, and Craig just kept on running. He ended up getting hosed out at second. But that just goes to show you that once you get in that in-between land, between first and second, sometimes you're just a dead duck either way. 0-1. Backstrom takes a fastball at the knees. It's 0-2. Backstrom back in the lineup after taking last night off, was 2-for-5 back on Tuesday, hitting .189, .709 OPS for the big left-handed slugger. 0-2, runner goes. Pitch misses low. Willems throws to second on a hop and gets another runner. Second caught stealing of the inning for Creed Willems as he hoses down Connor Blair at second for the second out of the inning. And heck, might as well put Backstrom on now and see if Willems can go 3-for-3. It's 1-2 on Backstrom now, as back-to-back walks to open up the inning have each been wiped off. The 1-2. Backstrom swings and misses. Breaking ball down low. He swings over it. And Augusta still hasn't put a ball in play through the first two innings. Two walks, two caught stealings, and a strikeout here in the second. On to the last of the second. It's Delmarva 1, Augusta nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Perk plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Bottom of the second, it's still Delmarva 1, Augusta nothing. First pitch to Roberto Martinez from Jorge Bautista is fouled back and out of play for strike one. Weird game thus far. It's putting it mildly. The 0-1, Martinez swings and misses for strike two. Roberto DHing here tonight. One homer, 13 driven in for the switch hitter, batting left. Bautista into his wind the pitch. And Martinez rips one into right. That drops in for a base hit. Nearly scoots by Mesquita in right. He's able to reach back for it. Hold Martinez to just a leadoff single. Thus far, we've had a bases loaded balk to open the scoring. Augusta hasn't put the ball in play through two innings. They got back-to-back walks in the second and had both wiped off the bases on caught stealings. Now the man responsible for those caught stealings, Creed Willems, steps in. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Misses down and in for ball one. Willems coming back from a little elbow strain. Waited until Thursday this week to finally get back behind the plate. And his arm looks as good as ever, the 1-0. Willems swings, hits a number off the end of the bat, foul behind home. 1-1. Creed takes a lot of pride in his defense, especially his arm. He was up to 94 off the mound in high school. There was some thought about whether or not he'd be a better catcher or pitcher. 1-1. Breaking ball misses inside. Two balls, one strike. Creed on the season at the plate, hitting 153. Two homers and 10 driven in. Left-handed batter, Martinez at first, the 2-1. And Willems hits it out of play, left field side. Two balls, two strikes. Creed was 1-for-4 last night. He's DH'd in the first two games this week. Infield plays him to pull. Third baseman Quintero way off the line. Bautista set. Martinez at first. And the pitch. Willems takes a breaking ball down and away. Ball three. Bautista walked two in the first, also gave up a single. Then the balk allowed a run to score. Now Martinez at first leading off the inning. It's 3-2 on Willems. Here's the pitch. And Willems, a hard grounder to second, right through the legs of Stevens, and on into right center. Martinez around second, he goes to third, and Willems safe at first on the E4. Stevens was thinking double play before he even had the ball in his glove. Was tailor-made. But it goes right through his legs. Willems safe at first. Martinez over to third. And the Shorebirds a chance to add on another here. Already lead it 1-0 in the second. Aronson Placencia, the nine-hole hitter, stands in. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Breaking ball at the belt, outside corner, 0-1. Placencia hitting just 163 this season in 17 games. The pitch. Placencia swings and pops it up down the right field line. Right fielder Mesquita in fair ground has room, gets under it, makes the catch. Tagging from third, here comes Martinez. The throw from Mesquita is well in time. And Roberto Martinez is hosed at the plate by Brandel Mesquita in right with a one-hop strike. That was a laser. So after Augusta makes two outs on the bases in the top of the inning, Delmarva returns the favor with an out in the plate, out at the plate here in the second. So now two outs, a man at first, and Elio Prado the batter. Top of the order, he singled his first time up. Bautista from the belt, the pitch, and Prado fouls it off the catcher De Hoyos. Strike one. Couldn't have envisioned a better throw from Mesquita in right there. That thing was, that's textbook. One hop soft to the plate, the 0-1. Prado swings, chops it back the middle to his left, the shortstop Floyd Fields, and just steps on the second base bag to force out Willems, who gets caught up in a tangle with Stevens, the second baseman. Hug each other out and go their separate ways, and that's it for the Birds here in the second. Martinez thrown out of the plate onto the third. It's Delmarva still one and Augusta nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club of the East Shore for seniors 55 and up. The membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Rappa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Scrapple. On Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. Buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Two innings in the books from Salisbury. It's Delmarva 1 and Augusta nothing. Moises Chasse back to work, and his first pitch breaking ball buckles the knees of Francisco Floyd. He stumbles out of the box. Strike 1. 7-8-9 somehow still do up for Augusta. The 0-1. Floyd swings and ropes it just foul down the third baseline. 0-2. Augusta got two walks in the second, but had both of them thrown out on the bases by Creed Willems. So Floyd leads it off the shortstop. Right-handed batter, Chasse is 0-2. And it's chopped on the ground towards the whole left side on the backhand, the shortstop bend. Kozma gloves, throws to first, and just gets Floyd by a half step for the first out here in the third. Good job by Ben Kozma to surround the baseball. Make a good play there. It's momentum going towards first. And that's the first out here in the third. That was the first baseball put in play tonight by Augusta. His first two innings, there was four strikeouts, the two walks, and the caught stealings, accounting for all six outs. The pitch to Victor De Hoyos is a fastball in the outside corner. Strike one. De Hoyos, first time in the lineup this week, although he made it into our broadcast last night, the 0-1. De Hoyos swings and hits it high in the air to left center, chasing Prado back into the gap. The center fielder in front of the warning trap. Warning track puts it away for the second out of the inning. Quickly two up, two down for Chasse. De Hoyos was part of the conversation thanks to Connor Player's performance. De Hoyos earlier this season against Delmarva had gone 5-for-5, what we thought was probably the best performance we had seen this season by an opponent. Turned out Connor Player topped him. Two outs, nobody on for Eliezel Stevens. Takes a breaking ball down low for ball one. It's Delmarva 1, Augusta nothing, top of the third. Moises Chasse, the righty into his wind the pitch. And Stevens swings and misses, chases an off-speed pitch down and away. One ball, one strike. Stevens limited playing time, but in 13 games, hitting 366. 1-1. Breaking ball bounces in. Two balls, one strike. Stevens, one homer, eight driven in. 959 OPS. He's 15-for-41 with Augusta. Left-handed batter, the pitch. And the fastball can't get the call off the outside corner. Three balls, one strike. Two outs, nobody on for Stevens. Slightly open stance, the pitch. Fastball misses down and in, and Chasse walks his third of the game. Walks the nine-hole man. And that allows Geraldo Quintero to hit. Quintero struck out on three pitches his first time on. Switch hitter, bats from the left side. Six homers, 46 driven in for him. Augusta down 1-0, top of the third. First time all series that Delmarva has led. And the pitch to Quintero is fouled back off the facade of the upper deck and caroms back down. Strike one. Wind's starting to be a bit stiffer, blowing in from center. Not a cloud up above on what is quickly becoming a more comfortable Thursday night. It was blistering hot at first pitch, but now with the sun starting to eke out of the way. The 0-1, it's cut on and missed. Strike two. With the sun starting to get out of the way, definitely a bit more comfortable to take this one in. Doesn't stop Chasse, though, from wearing long black sleeves under his jersey. Trying to stay hot out on the mound. 0-2 pitch, and Quintero takes just outside. Got him to think about it, but Chasse can't get him to chase. One ball, two strikes. Stevens over at first. Not a threat to run, hasn't attempted to steal yet, but Chasse still checks in on him. Throws over, he's back in standing. Ben Kozma, the shortstop, shades up the middle. And at first, two outs, top of the third. 1-2. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Willems double pump on his throw back to the mound. Count now level at 2-2. Chasse at 44 pitches. Being efficient for Chasse has been a big challenge this season. Last time out, 2 2/3 innings took him 59 pitches. The 2-2. This is up and away for ball three. So he walked Stevens with two outs, and now 3-2 on Quintero after being ahead on him. Stevens gets a head jump from first base with two outs. 3-2 on Quintero. Delmarva 1, Augusta nothing, top of the third. 3-2 pitch, runner goes, and Quintero slices it in the air to left center field. DeStone on the run, and the left fielder tracks it down in the left center alley for the final out of the inning. Waiting with bated breath. That ball kept on coming back to DeStone. A good play, runner left aboard. On to the last of the third, it's still Delmarva 1, Augusta nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Yelling, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free on your screen. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream. Sam Yelling on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases After the Game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the third, it's still Delmarva 1, Augusta nothing. Now Albert Romero leads it off for the Shorebirds and swings the first pitch and rolls it foul third base side for strike one. Jorge Bautista, left man of the corners in the second inning, comes back out for the third after allowing a run in the first on a balk. Righty into his wind and the pitch to Romero. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. 2-3 and 4 due up for the Shorebirds here in the third. Right on right matchup with Romero. Here's the pitch. Fastball or changeup rather misses low. Two balls, one strike. Romero just saw his 9-game hitting streak come to a close last night, went 0 for 4. 2-1. He swings and lines it down the left field side, but that hooks up into the berm. Out of play, strike two. During the streak, Romero slashed 351, 405, 487. And over the course now of his past 19 games, he's had just 2 days where he hasn't gotten a hit. Prior to his 9-game hitting streak, when he started that, he had just come off of an 8-game hitting streak. 2-2. Romero swings and chops it on the ground by the dive of Backstrom at first. And on into right for a base hit. Backstrom way off the line. Big first baseman nearly got to it to his right. But Romero able to guide it through, maybe start a new streak here. One out or leadoff single here in the third. Brings up Michael DeStone. He walked his first time up, was left at third in the first. Romero at first now, bottom of the third. Stretching the pitch, DeStone swings and lines it off the runner, Romero. Its ball is picked up and thrown to first, but it's a dead ball as soon as it hits Romero anyways. But what would have been a perfect hit and run instead is an out with DeStone being granted first base and Romero now out after the line drive drills him. That has just been the Shorebirds' luck this week. Romero was off on the pitch. Hit and run with DeStone perfectly towards the right side of the vacated infield. And DeStone just lights up Romero with a hard line drive. First pitch to Isaac De Leon is a breaking ball up and in for ball one. The So that's a touch unfortunate for the Shorebirds. DeSone goes this time. DeLeon takes inside. The throw to second is not in time. And DeSone with a stolen base. For DeSone, that's his ninth stolen base of the season. So 2-0 on DeLeon, who struck out looking his first time up. Two-oh pitch. DeLeon, a chopper foul down the third baseline. 2-1, beg your pardon. DeLeon, like Romero, on a hitting streak of his own, 7 in a row. Seen his average climb about 25 points over the past week and a half. 2-1. DeLeon swings and hits it in the air to right shallow. Right fielder Mesquita coming in towards the line makes the catch. DeSone bluffs a tag from second, stays put there. Shorebirds have already tested Mesquita's arm once and failed that test. So DeLeon flies out to right. DeSone still at second, and that brings up Frederick Benkozme. Benkozme walked his first time up. Left-handed batter, open stance. Bautista to the ready, the pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. Shorebirds up 1-0, last of the third. The pitch. Benkozme off the end of the bat, trickles it foul to the backstop. 1-1. Benkozme, a three-hit game last night, including an RBI. Now 20 driven in on the season. Bautista, the righty, comes set the pitch. And the breaking ball misses down and in. 2-1. Two and one on Benkozme. Here it comes. And Benkozme, a grounder right to the second baseman, Stevens. Gobbles it up, throws to first, and retires Benkozme for the final out here in the third. Little bad luck for the Shorebirds, with Albert Romero getting drilled by a line drive on his way to second. Does in the Birds in the third. On to the fourth, it's Delmarva 1, Augusta nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plays. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
top of the fourth of a pretty tightly played game to this point. Moises Chassé into his wind, and the pitch to Stephen Acevedo, or rather Stephen Paulini, is swung on and missed for strike one. One Stephen for another, spelled entirely differently. Paulini hitting second for the Green Jackets, takes the 0-1 down low. One ball, one strike. It's Delmarva 1, Augusta nothing, top of the fourth. Green Jackets still searching for their first hit of the game. Have had three base runners, thanks to three walks. The pitch, breaking ball, misses down low for ball two. Two, one on its way, and Paulini serves it out of play, left field side. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two on Paulini, who takes off his helmet, wipes off his brow. It is still sweltering hot. Felt like it was about to cool off a little, but it's still rip-roaring bad. 2-2, misses outside, and the count's full. Paulini struck out swinging his first time up. Chassé, the wind and the pitch, and Paulini pops it up. Left side of the diamond, third baseman De Leon comes in down the line. And next to the pitcher's mound, the third baseman puts it away for the first out here in the fourth. Chassé now through three and a third. 52 pitches, walked three, struck out four. Hasn't allowed a hit. I'd imagine Chassé in line for somewhere around 65 to 70 pitches. Here's Brandel Mesquita, the three-hole hitter. First pitch home, he swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Strike one. Delmarva 1, Augusta nothing, top of the fourth. Green Jackets at bat. Right on right matchup, here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. One ball, one strike. Mesquita, one for three in last night's game, did walk twice. Swings the 1-1 and hits a roller on the ground to third. De Leon to his left, scoops it up, throws to first, and retires Mesquita for the second out here in the fourth. Although Mesquita contending, as well as the Augusta dugout, that Flacencia took his foot off the base a little bit early. And the first base coach for Augusta having to tell his group to simmer down a little bit. So two outs, nobody on, top of the fourth. Green Jackets batting, trailing 1-0. And here's Brandon Parker, swings and misses at the first pitch, down and away for strike one. Chassé, first base out of the rubber, winds and deals. Breaking ball, down and away. This time Parker lays off. One ball, one strike. Shorebirds trying to get one back here in this series. Augusta has curb-stomped the Birds to this point, winning last night 14-5. The 1-1, Parker a chopper towards the hole left side, and that sneaks into left for a base hit, the first hit of the game for Augusta. Two-out ground ball single for Brandon Parker. Stays perfect on the day. A walk and now a base hit. So a man at first and now two outs for Connor Blair, a hero from last night for Augusta. The pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball down and away. No balls, one strike. Blair seven driven in last night, two homers as well. Has Brandon Parker at first, the pitch. And Blair swings, stings it out to left center. Prado, a good jump, won't get there. And it skitters on by him to the wall. Racing around third, here comes Brandon Parker to score. And standing in at second with his eighth RBI in two games is Connor Blair. This game is now tied at one in the fourth. RBI double for Connor Blair. Scores Brandon Parker from first. And the first two hits of the game for Augusta come back-to-back here with two outs in the fourth and produce their first run.
Connor Player came into this series with fewer than 15 RBIs. He drove in 7 last night. He just drove in his 23rd. He came in with 15 RBIs in the season. He's driven in 8 this week. That's not even the most RBIs one player has had against the Shorebirds in a single series. Remember Logan Cerny with Fayetteville, I believe, ended up driving in 12. Here's Mekhi Backstrom. First pitch to him is on the outside corner for strike one. Now tied at one, top of the second, or top of the fourth, beg your pardon. Backstrom, left-handed batter, struck out swinging his first time up. Chassé is 0-1. Fastball runs high and away. 1-1. That whole play hinged on the fact that Prado thought he could get to that baseball in time in order to haul it in and make the catch. But the angle he took was not good as far as keeping it in front. Allowed it to go to the wall, the only place that baseball could go and allow Parker to score. 1-1 pitch, Backstrom checks his swing, appeal to second, and Chris Janke says he held up in time. 2-1. Looks like the Shorebirds bullpen is about to activate. Chassé behind on Backstrom, 2-1 the pitch. Swing and a miss. Right over top of breaking ball. 2-2, and this is right where we thought Chassé's outing would come to a close. Just about 65 to 70 pitches. It's Yaki Rivera getting loose for the Shorebirds out in the pen. Connor Blair out at second. 2 outs for Backstrom. Green Jackets have tied it at 1. The pitch. And Backstrom swings and misses. Breaking ball in the dirt. Willems blocks it, picks it up, throws to first. Retires Backstrom to end the inning. But the damage done on a Connor Blair RBI double ties the game up. On to the last of the fourth. It's now Augusta 1 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments as you're planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Enjoy some fan time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is Bear Bar. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time, buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Steven Acevedo leads off the home half of the fourth. It's now tied at 1 between the Green Jackets and the Shorebirds. First pitch to Acevedo from Jorge Bautista is a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Bautista, after allowing a run in the first, has thrown 2 straight scoreless innings, and the pitch to Acevedo is lined into left for a base hit. Steven, after striking out his first time up, ropes a single into left for a leadoff single here in the fourth. Bautista has danced around danger in each inning so far tonight. Left runners at second and third in the first, men at the corners in the second, and a man at second in the third. Here's Roberto Martinez, lined a single to right center his first time up. Bautista's pitch. And Martinez cracks one high in the air, deep right center. Mesquita going back, looks up. It is gone. Up onto the boardwalk for Roberto Martinez. A 2-run shot
404 to dead right center, 101 miles an hour off the bat for Martinez. A two-run shot. And Martinez, his second homer of the season, puts the Shorebirds back on top. It's Delmarva 3 and Augusta 1 here in the fourth. Roberto Martinez continues to swing a blistering hot bat. Here's Creed Willems now, first pitch home. Willems takes a breaking ball for a called strike. Martinez had a wild series at Carolina in a five-game series, ended up doubling five times, had seven doubles total over a 10-game stretch. As now Creed Willems drives one in the air to right. Mesquita goes back and watches it one hop up against the wall. It deadens up against the wall. Willems to second. He's trying for three. The relay throw won't come. Creed Willems with a triple. Willems gassed at third, but it was all worth it. Willems, a huge smile. Felipe, a huge smile. The entire ballpark awash in happiness. And out to the mound goes probably one of only two men unhappy right now. Pitching coach Mike Steed to talk to the other unhappy individual. That's the pitcher, Jorge Bautista. Creed gets a cup of water over at third. It is scorching hot, and Creed Willems motoring around third. Not even a relay throw can get him. His second triple of the season, or third of the season, actually. And the Shorebirds with three straight hits to open the inning off of Jorge Bautista. Single, two-run homer, and now Creed Willems with a triple. What a start to the fourth for Delmarva. Shorebirds with seven hits again tonight. Looking like they're on their way to 10-plus once more. Prior to being held to under 10 hits, they had nine on Tuesday. They had had 10 hits in four straight games. Now Aaronson Plasencia, the nine-hole hitter. Infield comes in the first pitch. Plasencia hits it in the air to deep right. Mosquito racing back. Makes the catch in front of the warning track. Willems tags from third and comes in to score. And Aaronson Plasencia, productive out, a sack fly. Scores Willems after his triple. And the Shorebirds now lead it 4-1. Plasencia with his second RBI of the season. And the lineup flips to the top now, and Elio Prado. Bautista the wind and the pitch. Prado swings and fouls it back for strike one. Right-handed pitcher getting loose out in the Augusta bullpen. As that is Peyton Williams starting to throw. 0-1 pitch. Prado takes up and away for ball one. Now Delmarva 4, Augusta 1, bottom of the 4th. 1-1 pitch. Prado swings and misses a tight slider off the outside corner. 1-2. On Prado, the pitch. He swings and lines it foul up into the seats, right field side. Count remains at 1-2. Prado singled and scored back in the first, grounded to short to end the second. 1-2 again, and Prado hits it in the air to right center. Paolini shaded over there, wades over into the gap, still over, and puts it away as it kept on slicing away from him. Ends up in nearly straightaway right by the time he makes the catch. And there's two away here in the fourth. Shorebirds have scored two in the inning, though. Or three in the inning, beg your pardon. Martinez, a two-run homer, and Willems, a triple, and a sack fly. Duelber Romero swings the first pitch from Bautista and misses for strike one. Delmarva 4, Augusta 1. Bottom of the fourth, Birds still batting. 0-1. Fastball up and in. Romero has to hit the deck. Falls onto his backside. Spalatista sends him scrambling to the dirt. One ball, one strike. Romero takes his time, regathers his composure. Two outs, nobody on. And the 1-1. Romero swings and fouls it back. Good job staying in there after getting brushed down. Pitch prior. One and two on Romero. The pitch. And Romero swings and misses. De Hoyos drops it. But Romero, late to realize, already started walking back towards his dugout. He's automatically out, and that does it for the Birds here in the fourth. Delmarva starts the inning with a bang, though. Single, two-run homer, triple. And the Shorebirds now a three-run lead. On to the fifth, it's Delmarva 4 and Augusta 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Top of the fifth, it's now Delmarva 4 and Augusta 1. Shorebirds take the lead with three straight hits to begin the fourth. Two-run homer for Roberto Martinez, and then Creed Willems, a triple, comes in to score on a sac fly. First pitch from Yaquid Rivera to Francisco Floyd. As a breaking ball in for a strike, Rivera on this tech net, called the bullpen, replaces Moises Chassé. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck. 1-1, breaking ball outside, but De Hoyos can't check his swing. It's 1-2. When you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop, go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. 1-2 to Floyd. Fastball misses up high. Two balls, two strikes. 7-8-9 due up against Rivera. Chassé goes four innings, allows just a run on two hits. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball is squibbed foul, first base side. Chassé allows just two hits, three walks, five strikeouts. Just back-to-back hits with two outs on the fourth that did him in, the 2-2. Fastball called strike three. That pitch looked to be well low, but Rivera gets the call, and that's the first out here in the fifth. Brings up Victor De Hoyos against Rivera. Yaquia making his ninth appearance of the year with Delmarva. He is 1-1 with a 9.22 ERA. 13 2/3 innings. The 0-1, or first pitch rather, makes it 0-1. Good curveball in the outside corner. Strike one. Rivera, a full wind in the pitch. And De Hoyos, a feeble swing and a breaking ball down and away. It's 0-2. Rivera has struck out 19 and walked 7. Lean righty into his wind the pitch. Fastball misses high. 1-2, Yaki, just 6'2", 150 pounds. Got to be careful he doesn't melt away in this weather. Whatever's left on his bones. De Hoyos calls time and steps out. Flying to center, his first time up. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for Yaki Rivera here in the fifth. Last time out for Rivera was last week against Lynchburg on the 26th. Went three innings, allowing 2 runs on 5 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts, en route to his first Delmarva victory. Here's Eliezel Stevens, 9-hole hitter. Swings the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Delmarva 4, Augusta 1, top of the fifth. Shorebirds with 3 in the last half inning to reclaim the lead. 0-1. Fastball misses outside, 1-1. That was after Connor Blair tied the game in the top of the fourth with a two-out RBI double. 1-1. Stevens swings and fouls it back. It's 1-2. And Rivera now a chance to strike out the side in order here in the fifth. Stevens walked his first time up. From the left side, he waits the 1-2. And the fastball sails high and away at 93. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The 2-2 to Stevens. He swings and blasts in the air to deep left center. Prado on the run, center fielder runs out of room. Up against the wall, left center, watches it fly over the wall. Solo shot. 419 to deep left center, Eliezel Stevens. Some power out of the 9-hole. His second homer of the season, his 9th RBI. And Augusta gets one back. It's Delmarva 4, Augusta 2 here in the top of the 5th. Lineup flips the top now, and Geraldo Quintero. Rivera the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball misses down the dirt for ball one. For Rivera, that's the first homer he's allowed with Delmarva. Feet together on the mound, kicks and fires. And Quintero fouls it off himself in the box. 1-1. Outfield straight away for Quintero. Open stance from the left side. Rivera's 1-1. Breaking ball misses downstairs. 2 balls, 1 strike. Rivera nods yes to the side. His 2-1 swung on and missed. Fastball up high. Quintero can't touch it. It's 2-2. Quintero 0-2 today. Struck out in the first, fly to left, back in the third. That was a nice play by DeSohn in order to track down a slicing liner in the gap. Pitch misses up and away for ball three, and the count's full. Three and two on Quintero, the pitch. Breaking ball nearly takes out his legs as he dances out of the way. And Rivera walks him. Back-to-back two-out base runners now for Augusta. So a great start to the inning for Rivera. Strikes out 2 in a row. And then the two-out homer to Stevens. Quintero now walks, and here's Stephen Paulini representing the tying run. The pitch. Fastball rides on to the inside corner. Strike one. Quintero over at first on the season, 22 for 29 in stolen bases. He's running the 0-1. Paulini swings, hits it in the air to left center. DeSone on the run. The left fielder slides and is able to reel it in. Nice play by Michel DeSone with a feet first slide. Able to steal a hit away from Paulini and end the inning. Augusta gets one back, though. Solo homer for Eliezel Stevens. Halfway home onto the last of the fifth. It's now Delmarva 4 and Augusta 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird's birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Halfway home, it's Delmarva 4 and Augusta 2. Shorebirds doubling up the Green Jackets right now, even after Eliezel Stevens' home run in the top of the inning. Jorge Bautista stays on to face Michel DeSone. And the first pitch misses inside for ball one. Had seen some action out in the Augusta bullpen last inning, as Bautista allowed the first three to reach. They all scored. 1-0. DeSone swings and fouls it back. One ball, one strike. 3-4 and 5 due up for Delmarva. DeSone leads it off against Bautista, the Augusta starter. 1-1 pitch. DeSone foul tips it, held onto by De Hoyos. 1-2. DeSone perfect on the night. Walked in the first, singled and stole a base back in the third. And he steps in and calls time. Bautista, the righty, leans in for his sign. Gets what he wants and throws. Breaking ball is down the dirt. Ball two. Shorebirds have already pounded out 7 hits and 4 runs off of Bautista. 3 last inning. 2-2. DeSone, a chopper back to the mound off the bare hand of Bautista. Deflects the shortstop Floyd. He gloves and throws to first to get DeSone for the first out of the inning. Scored 1-6-3 on the putout. Out to the mound goes the trainer immediately, Austin Smith for Augusta, as well as the pitching coach Mike Steed, to check on Bautista, as he made the always ill-advised move for a pitcher to grab for the baseball with the bare hand. And we'll see whether or not he stays in the game. Looks like the meeting's pretty short, pretty brief, and Bautista does stay in the game. He'll throw a couple of warm-up tosses here just to make sure that he is okay. And from the looks of it, first pitch at 91, he's good to go. So one out, nobody on for Isaac De Leon, the cleanup man for Delmarva tonight. 0 for 2, his 7-game hitting streak. A little bit on the line early on. Flying out to right his last time on. First pitch. Fastball at 93 on the inside corner for strike one, and that's about as hard as we've seen Bautista throw tonight, so either he's feeling fine or he's got a good amount of adrenaline pumping. 0-1, De Leon off the hands, flares it into shallow right, and it drops in for a base hit. The second baseman, Stevens, is the one to pick it up. And when you're hot, you're hot. De Leon dunks it into shallow right to extend his hitting streak out to nine, or out to eight. Brings up Frederick Bencozme. Freddie not on nearly as long a hitting streak right now, but he's on a five-gamer. Nine for his last 18 coming into the game. 0 for 1 tonight, the pitch. He swings and lifts it in the air out of play down the left field line. Strike one. Delmarva 4, Augusta 2 here in the last of the fifth. Shorebirds had been outscored 22-7 in the first two games of the series. Lead at 4-2 here in the fifth. Birds batting. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses outside, goes straight to the backstop, but it caroms right back to De Hoyos. And De Leon has to stay at first. The way that went by De Hoyos, that almost seemed like he and Bautista got crossed up. Bencozme digs back in. Lime green tape on his back. Open stance from the left side. Here's the pitch. And De Leon, a hard grounder back up the middle, but the shortstop Floyd right there next to the bag steps on the base, throws to first, and that's an inning-ending 6-3 double play. And Jorge Bautista faces the minimum here in the fifth. After five innings, it's Delmarva 4, Augusta 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Having someone on your side to care for, there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the victory and square. So much we care, and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, the Philippines, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game. Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
The Shorebirds are back in town August 2nd through the 7th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Augusta Green Jackets. On Thursday, August 4th, it's the Maryland Pride-Adley Rushman bobblehead giveaway presented by Spicer Brooks Construction, Inc. Friday, August 5th is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night featuring a special guest appearance by Spider-Man as well as post-game fireworks. And Saturday, August 6th, at post-game WBOC fireworks presented by Mount Air Farms. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Top of the sixth here from Salisbury. It's Delmarva 4 and Augusta 2. Sam Jelinek with you here on Thursday night. A sweltering run here from Purdue Stadium. First pitch from Yaquia Rivera to Brandel Mesquita is a breaking ball in for a called strike. Mesquita 0 for 2 out of the 3 hole. Rivera working quick. His 0-1 is a breaking ball in the outside corner. It's 0-2. Rivera started out pristine in the fifth, struck out the first two men he saw. Then ran into trouble. The 1-1 misses down low, or check that, 1-2, or the 0-2 misses down low, 1-2. I think I've got it right now. 1-2. Breaking ball grounded back to the mound, and Rivera able to snag it on his top of his shoe. Runs over to first and tosses over to Plasencia to force out Mesquita for the first out here in the sixth. So one up, one down for Rivera. He allowed a two-out homer and a walk in the fifth. Solo shot to Eliezel Stevens made it 4-2. Here's Brandon Parker. Cleanup man, 1-for-1. First pitch. Fastball is fouled off of the plate for strike one. Parker should be feeling right at home tomorrow. It's Marvel night for the Shorebirds, and they'll be having none other than Spider-Man come out. Assuming there's a relation there. Naturally. 0-1. Breaking ball in the inside corner. It's 0-2, although Brandon Parker, instead of being bit by a spider, was stung by a green jacket. 0-2. Parker swings and pops it up out of play. Third base side. We stay at 0-2. If you haven't put 2 and 2 together yet, Augusta, the Green Jackets, obviously a play on words here. Augusta, the home of the Masters. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball outside, and Parker goes down swinging for strike three. 2 up, 2 down here in the sixth for Yaki Rivera. Shorebird still leading Augusta 4-2. So their mascot, although an actual green jacket, like a yellow jacket except green, also wears a golfer's cap with a little pom-pom on top. Here's Connor Blair, an RBI double his last time up in the fourth, tied the game at 1 for the moment. Shorebirds then scored 3 in the last of the fourth to reclaim the lead. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball 1. The green jacket name, obviously a play on the fact that the Masters held at nearby Augusta National just down the road, although the green jackets themselves, they play at SRP Park, the 1-0. Curveball misses down and away for ball 2, which is on the other side of the Augusta River on the South Carolina side. Talked about this when we actually played there. We stayed in the team hotel, which is on the north side of Augusta. The 2-0, swing and a miss for strike 1, or on the south side, beg your pardon, which is on the Georgia side, while the ballpark is in North Augusta, which is in South Carolina. 2-1 pitch. Curveball is outside for ball 3, and when I say SRP Park is barely in South Carolina on the north side, it's literally right across the river. It's part of the Riverwalk down there. 3-1. Fastball is spiked in, and Rivera's troubles with 2 outs and an inning continue. Walks Blair pretty easily there. Second time he's walked tonight. And there's a man at first with 2 outs now for Mekhi Backstrom. Backstrom 0-for-2 has struck out twice tonight. The pitch. Backstrom swings, laces it, just foul down the right field line. Would have been extra bases, just a hair out in front. And a bunch of kids go racing after it. And surely a dog pile won't ensue. Runner at first, 2 outs, top of the sixth. It's Delmarva 4, Augusta 2 in the pitch. It's on the outside corner. 0-2. On Backstrom. Here it comes. And he swings and fouls it back. Stay at 0-2. Shorebirds trying to snap a little mini two-game slide after taking 5 out of 6 last week from Lynchburg. Now also lost 5 in a row to Augusta. 0-2. Backstrom takes a changeup down and away. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rivera shakes off Whitlam's once, and now Backstrom calls time and steps out. Man at first, 2 outs, top of the sixth. Shorebirds doubling up the Green Jackets 4-2. The pitch, breaking ball, called strike 3. Outside corner at the knees, Backstrom flips his bat in disgust as Rivera gets him looking for the final out of the sixth. Strands a 2-out walk aboard onto the last of the sixth. It's Delmarva 4 and Augusta 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com.
Last of the sixth, it's Delmarva 4 and Augusta 2. Shorebirds doubling up the Green Jackets at the moment. Jorge Bautista stays on here for the last of the sixth. Stephen Acevedo leads it off. 6-7-8 due up. Acevedo led off the fourth with a single before Roberto Martinez hit a two-run homer to give Delmarva the lead. 3-1 at the time, now up 4-2. Bautista at 73 pitches, steps off before the first one here of the inning. Acevedo digs back in, the clock will reset. Bautista, first base side of the rubber, winds and fires the pitch, and Acevedo swings and misses. Strike one, a good bit of heat lightning up above right now, as you can also feel the temperature start to drop and the pressure drop, and methinks rain is in the forecast. 0-1 pitch. Acevedo takes outside for ball one. There is an arm loosening out in the Augusta bullpen, as once again Peyton Williams is starting to throw. 1-1 from Bautista, and Acevedo hits in the air to center. Paulini backing up, in front of the warning track, settles up and puts it away for the first out here in the last of the sixth. Brings up Roberto Martinez, and I'll give Martinez credit. Earlier today, just like Noel Bert Romero back on Tuesday, Martinez requested his walk-up music be changed. And when I tell players that, if you change your walk-up music, you better go out there and hit a dinger. First pitch to Martinez. He swings and chops it high over the mound. Shortstop Floyd on the right field side of second fields and throws to first to retire Martinez for the second out of the inning quickly. Martinez has gone out and done just that. Two-run homer his last time up. But three pitches, two outs for Bautista here in the sixth. Here's Creed Willems, a triple his last time up in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Left-handed batter. Infield plays in the pull. First pitch. He swings and fouls it out of play. Back behind home. Strike one. Two outs, nobody on. It's Delmarva 4 and Augusta 2. Bautista, the rock, and the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball one. One. Willems swings and hits it off the end of the bat on the ground to second. Stevens up with it, and the second baseman throws to first to retire Willems and Jorge Bautista with a five-pitch sixth inning. On to the seventh. Shorebirds still doubling up the Green Jackets 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club in the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Six innings have come and gone here tonight from Salisbury, and it's Delmarva 4 and Augusta 2. Sam Jelinek with you here for Game 3, the six-game set. Shorebirds trying to bounce back after dropping the first two in pretty bad fashion. Yakir Rivera back to work, pitches to Francisco Floyd, and the first pitch fastball is inside for ball one. New battery now working for the Shorebirds. Brian Hernandez does the catching, 1-0. Breaking ball, misses down and away for ball two. And before you get worried, Freed Willems was scheduled to just catch six innings tonight in his progression back to going full tilt behind the plate. 2-0, misses up and in for ball three on Floyd. Rivera in his third inning of work right now at 44 pitches. Floyd 0 for 2 out of the 7 hole. 3-0, fastball in the outside corner, strike one. Willems had himself quite an eventful day despite only playing six innings. 3-1, fastball gets the call. Outside corner, belt high, 3-2. Willems threw out two base runners in one inning, then tripled the 3-2. Curveball is smoked to second and over the head of Romero and on into right center, a base hit. Prado in center fires it back in after Floyd, a wide turn. It gets by Ben Cosme at second, but backed up by Hernandez, the catcher. And Floyd, after a bit of mumbling and grumbling from the crowd, stays put at first for just a leadoff single. Brings up Victor De Hoyos, the catcher, batting eighth. De Hoyos is 0 for 2 tonight. Struck out his last time up against Rivera. This is now Yaqui's second time through the order. First pitch curveball misses just a little outside for ball one. Shorebirds doubling up the Green Jackets in almost every category. 4-2 in the run line, 8-4 in hits. Augusta one error, Delmarva none. 1-0 pitch is swung on and popped out of play. First base side, 1-1. Middle infield at double play depth. Delmarva has not turned one yet tonight. Augusta's turned two, 1-1. Curveball drops in on the inside corner. Grabs the edge, 1-2. Runner at first, nobody out. Top of the seventh, Rivera's pitch. Curveball called, strike three, belt high. Outside edge, freezes De Hoyos, and Rivera with his fifth strikeout out of the bullpen. Shorebirds pitching has done a full 180 today. Walked 11 in the first two games of the series each day. They've walked so far tonight just five, while striking out 10. Throw over to first is off the back of the runner, Floyd. It caroms right back to Plasencia, though. But Floyd is still down at first. So time is called, and the trainer for Augusta, Austin Smith, comes out to check on him. I'm not sure where that got Floyd, but it looks like it got him somewhere up around his head. So he stays on his back. And finally, both the trainer and first base coach help him up. And it looks like he's okay. Flashing a big smile, so I think we're good to go here. Runner at first, one out, top of the seventh. It's Augusta trailing Delmarva 4-2. The pitch Eliezel Stevens takes just a little outside for ball one. Shorebirds trying to snap a five-game losing streak against Augusta. Rivera set the pitch. Curveball off the outside corner again. It's 2-0. Stevens hit a mammoth homer out to left center his last time up against Rivera. 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Challenged him with 92 down the pipe. Stevens can't connect, though. 2-1. Middle infield at double play depth again. The pitch. Curveball spins onto the inside corner. Belt high. 2-2. Outfield straight away and deep. Stevens waits at the plate. The pitch. It's rolled to the backstop. Stevens stays alive. Slightly open stance from the left side. Stevens holds his hands in line with his shoulders. Wiggles the bat just a touch, though. 2-2 again. And Stevens swings and misses. Cork screws himself around, chasing a curveball down low. Back-to-back strikeouts for Rivera. That's now 6-9. For Rivera, has now a new career high in strikeouts with the Shorebirds. Brings up Geraldo Quintero, the leadoff man. First pitch, swings and lashes it back and out of play. Strike one. Quintero 0-2. He walked against Rivera back in the fifth. Rivera pitching with so much more confidence than the bright-eyed and bushy-tailed kid we saw a couple of months ago. The 0-1, he slips and throws it outside for ball one. Didn't hit his landing spot right. It was really that outing about a month ago now in Fredericksburg. Yeah, key pitch there on a Saturday night in front of about 5,000 plus, and you could tell. It affected him. The 1-1, Quintero slashes it out of play, third base side. It's 1-2. But he bounced back, immediately then pitched in a late-game situation against the Carolina Mudcats. Now here at home, pitching in front of more supportive fans. Looks pretty comfortable. Man at first, two outs, top of the seventh. Shorebirds up 4-2. The 1-2, runner goes, and Quintero pops it up into left-center field. Center fielder Prado comes over, calls off the left fielder Deson, and puts it away for the final out here in the top of the seventh. Yaki Rivera, another scoreless inning, sends us to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch. It's Delmarva 4 and Augusta 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Delaney, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. It's the MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Delaney on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases After the Game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Hope you had a good stretch. It's the Shorebirds 4 and the Green Jackets 2. here at the start of the bottom of the seventh. TechNet called the bullpen to tell you about. Peyton Williams replaces Jorge Bautista. First man to face him is Aaronson Placencia, and the first pitch home is a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet. 0-1 is cut on and missed, 0-2. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Placencia 0-1 tonight. Sack fly and RBI his last time up. Brought home the most recent run of the game. 0-2, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away, and Peyton Williams dispatches Placencia on three straight pitches. Warming up out in the Shorebirds bullpen is Carson King. And for the Shorebirds roster back on Tuesday, looks like his first appearance at the Shorebirds will be a save opportunity. Top of the order, Elio Prado the batter, and the pitch home. Breaking ball on the outside corner for strike one. Bautista for Augusta, by the way, his line now done, obviously. Williams, the righty, fires home. And Prado can't hold back on a breaking ball down and away. 0-2. Bautista goes six innings, allows four runs on eight hits, two walks and three strikeouts, and unless the score line changes, 0-2. Fastball is low, 1-2. He is on the hook for the loss. Now Peyton Williams on the bump for Augusta. From the stretch with nobody on his pitch. Curveball misses down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Williams, 6'1", 180 pounds. 20th round pick out of Catawba College down in Salisbury, North Carolina. Back in 2019. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses inside for ball three. And now that I think about it, I myself have been on the campus of Catawba College and in Salisbury, North Carolina. I've obviously been here in Salisbury, Maryland. So that only begs the question, the 3-2. Prado swings and fouls it back out of play. Still 3-2. How many more Salisburys I have left to go to cross them all off here in the United States? It's got to be 25 plus, probably, right? 3-2. Prado swings, hits it off the end of the bat, back in the mound, 3-hopper. Williams backs up to plate and throws to first to retire Prado on the 1-3 putout. Anyways, Williams was actually born in a bigger college town, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, home of University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, the Tar Heels. He is making his 22nd appearance of the season, 1-2, the 5.97 ERA. Here's Noel Bert Romero. First pitch, he swings and misses for strike one. Birds batting, leading 4-2 over Augusta, last of the seventh. 2 outs, nobody on for Romero, who's 1-for-3 tonight. 0-1. Curveball drops low, 1-1. Williams actually started his college career at Pfeiffer University in Missenheimer, North Carolina. The pitch down and away for ball two, which is actually the same school that former Shorebird this season, Nick Richmond, was an undrafted free agent out of. Two on, nobody out for Romero. Here's the pitch. Fastball is on the outside corner. 2-1, or 2-2, beg your pardon. Williams the set, and the pitch. Fastball is yanked outside. Count runs full. So King warming out in the bullpen for Delmarva. Time called at the plate. As I'm not sure what... Ah, of course. That's what it always is, isn't it? Baseball from the Shorebirds bullpen got into the outfield. The amount of times that actually happens and nobody notices is surprisingly high. 3-2. Romero hits it on the ground to short to his left. Floyd able to vacuum it up. Shortstop throws low to first, and Backstrom can't pick it. Knocks it up into the air, keeps it at the first base bag. But Romero at first on the E6. Second error of the game for Augusta. And it keeps the inning alive for Michael Desson. Desson 1-for-2. Hit into a weird ground out his last time up. First pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. Chopper back to the mound. The pitcher at the time, Bautista, reached for it with a bare hand, deflected it to short. And then Floyd made the play and threw out Desson at first. 1-0 pitch misses outside to Desson for ball two. So the Shorebirds gifted an extra out here in the seventh, trying to cash it in. Romero at first after the error. Now 2-0 on Desson. Throw over to first, and Romero back in standing. Desson now in hits in two of three games this week. So for five back on Tuesday, the pitch. He swings and hits in the air down the right field line, slicing towards the corner. That's out of play. 2-1. Desson may be starting to heat up here in August, just like he did last season. Was the FCL Player of the Month last year. Hit .426 with three homers and 11 driven in. Also stole eight bases. 2-1 on its way. And Desson, late on the fastball, fouls it out of play again. Two balls and two strikes. .22 Breaking ball packs up down and in for ball three. If you're looking for a little bit of a weather update, right now everything is fine. But Aberdeen did just enter into a suspended game with Wilmington just up the road. 3-2 pinch. Romero runs from first, and Desson off the hands. Hits a little squibber towards second to his left. Stevens able to glove. Underhand flip to first. Retires Desson for the final out here in the seventh. On to the eighth. It's still Delmarva 4 and Augusta 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Delaney, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Delaney on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Play ball! The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases after the game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. The packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the eighth inning, it's still Delmarva 4 and Augusta 2. Haven't had a change on the scoreline since Augusta scored in the top of the fifth. And it's now Carson King on the mound for the Shorebirds, replacing Yaki Rivera on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Get a nationwide 2 here, 24,000-mile long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. First pitch curveball from Carson King to Stephen Paulini. This is just high and away for ball one. King freshly added to the Shorebirds roster back on Tuesday. Into his wind the pitch. And the fastball is rolling on the ground towards second. Romero on the backhand has it. Jump throw to first is off the bag. Pulls Placencia off, skitters by him, hits off the sidewall. But Paulini stays put at first with an infield single. So Paulini singles off of King to welcome him to Delmarva. King in his Delmarva debut was added to the roster back on Tuesday after an outing down to the SCL. He was signed by the Orioles about 3 weeks ago after being released by the Tigers last year. 22 years old, 6'2", 207 pounds. The righty throws home, and Brandel Mesquita swings and misses at a breaking ball for strike one. Mesquita represents the tying run of the plate, top of the eighth. 4-2 at Delmarva, the pitch. And Mesquita takes a breaking ball a little low at 86. 1-1. King with the FCLOs pitched in one game, allowed two runs over two innings, three hits and three walks, struck out one. 1-1 pitch. Fastball doesn't get the call off the inside corner at 91. Two balls, one strike. He was officially signed by the Orioles on July the 15th. Signed with the Tigers back during the pandemic. The 2-1 Mesquita lines it to short by the stab of Ben Cosme. And on into left, a base hit. Paulini up to second. He stops there. And the first two are aboard to begin the eighth for Augusta. Tying run now at first. And the go-ahead run in Brandon Parker comes to the plate. King pitched in 2021 for both the FCL Tigers and the Lakeland Flying Tigers, who are the single-A affiliate of the Tigers down in the Florida State League. Pitched in a combined 23 games, six starts. Pitch home to Brandon Parker. Fastball down and away. It goes to the backstop by Hernandez. Over to third goes Paulini. Mesquita up to second. And Augusta all of a sudden has the tying run in scoring position. King went 2-4 between the two levels with a 5.74 ERA. 58 innings, struck out 42 and walked 28. Allowed 62 hits. Infield plays back for Delmarva. The run that really matters is Mesquita at second. 1-0 on Parker, 1-for-2 today. And he takes the 1-0 down and away for ball two. Right-handed pitchers getting loose out in the Augusta bullpen now. Says Starlin Rodriguez. 2-0 to Parker. Breaking ball misses over his head as he ducks out of the way. 3-0. Carson King's Delmarva debut off to a very shaky start. 3-0 on Parker, who I wouldn't be surprised if he has the green light with his power. The pitch takes down low for ball four. King walks him, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. So immediately a pickle for Carson King. Bases loaded, nobody out, and Connor Blair, who has driven in eight runs in the past two games, steps to the plate, and interim pitching coach Anderson Tavares heads out to the mounds. Tavio will talk with King, try to get him in order as Alejandro Mendez warms up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. If you're unfamiliar with Anderson, who's filling in for Joe Hamacher the next couple of days, we actually had Anderson on our pregame show back when the Shorebirds were in Myrtle Beach. Anderson is the Orioles' Latin American pitching coordinator. Has worked with many of these guys, both down the FCL and in the Dominican. one of the most trusted guys in this organization as far as players are concerned. Talks to King, and looks like he'll go from the full windup with the bases loaded. It's Delmarva 4 and Augusta 2, top of the 8th. Bases loaded for Connor Blair. Perfect tonight, the pitch. Breaking ball down and away for ball 1. Blair had an RBI double back in the 4th. He's walked twice as well. And in his past 2 games, has now driven an 8. He's 5 for his last 8, with 8 driven in and 2 homers. 5 extra base hits. 1-0 pitch. Down the dirt, slider nowhere close, and it's 2-0 on Blair. And King has now missed with 6 in a row. And I'm not sure Alejandro Mendez can get loose quickly enough. Shorebirds last week went through the ringer as far as late game potential collapses against Lynchburg. 2-0. Blair takes. Fastball a little low. Ball 3. And this crowd's starting to get a little antsy now, too. Base is loaded. Nobody out. Shorebirds up by 2 for the moment. 3-0 pitch. Fastball is down the middle for strike 1. Shorebirds nearly blew a late lead last Tuesday in the 9th, led by 3 in the 9th, had to shave it off by 2, and then again on Thursday, they did the same thing. 3-1 pitch. Spiked in with the fastball, goes to the backstop for ball 4. Run comes in to score, everybody moves up 90 feet. First 4 have reached to begin the inning, and with the bases loaded and still nobody out, Mekhi Backstrom comes to the plate. And Carson King isn't going to face him. He throws 15 pitches out of the bullpen. 4 men all reach. And we have a TechNet call to the bullpen. With the wind starting to howl and storms rolling in, we've got one brewing in the middle of the Shorebirds diamonds. Bases loaded, nobody out for Augusta. Alejandro Mendez comes on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Stick with us. Things are getting interesting here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Storms are brewing here in the top of the 8th. Bases loaded, nobody out. Alejandro Mendez comes on for Carson King. On this TechNet call to the bullpen, it's now a one-run game. Birds lead the Green Jackets 4-3. Mendez replaces King, who fails to record an out. Allows the first 4 men he sees to reach single, single, walk, walk. Got a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck service on a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. Some heavy thunderstorms are rolling in right now. The wind is howling out to straightaway right. And Alejandro Mendez faces Mekhi Backstrom with the bases loaded and nobody out. His first pitch is a fastball down and away for ball 1. Backstrom 0 for 3 tonight with 3 strikeouts faces Mendez making his 19th appearance. No record, an 8.69 ERA. His 1-0. Backstrom swings and misses for strike 1. Mendez picked up his first save of the year. His last time out came on in a similar situation on the 29th at Lynchburg. Retired for the next 5 to pick up the save. 1-1 pitch. Backstrom swings and misses. Mendez challenges him with 93. It's 1-2. Mendez 6'5", 254. Right-handed pitcher. Bull Moose out in the mound. And Backstrom can match him inch for inch from the box. Base is loaded, nobody out. Here it comes. And Backstrom foul tips it at the plate. Hernandez can't hold on. It's 1-2. Augusta has forced in a run with a bases loaded walk to counter Blair. It's Delmarva 4, Augusta 3, Green Jackets batting top of the eighth. Infield plays back, looking to turn two. Mendez from the belt, wind whips up the pitch, and Backstrom fouls it back. 1-2. It's 1-2 on Mekhi Backstrom. Base is juiced, nobody out, top of the eighth. Game hangs in the balance. 1-2 pitch. And Backstrom takes inside. It's off Hernandez. It goes to the backstop. And the game is tied. Coming home to score from third, Mesquita. Everybody else moves up 90 feet. Passed ball on Hernandez. And Augusta has tied the game at 4. The other thing you have to now account for is because there has been a change in scoring status. As far as the game is now tied, if the rain were to fall and the tarp has to be put on the field right now, the game would have to be suspended. There's no going back. Infield comes in now for the Shorebirds. Second and third, nobody out. The 2-2 to Backstrom. He swings and misses for strike three. 95 down and in. Mendez punches him out. One gone here in the eighth. Brings up Francisco Floyd, the shortstop. 1-for-3 tonight. And they're going to intentionally walk Floyd to load the bases for Victor De Hoyos. And the Green Jackets dugout loves it, potentially feeding the beast of De Hoyos, who had a career game against the Shorebirds, going 5-for-5 back in April against Delmarva. That included a mammoth 3-run homer. So the Shorebirds have entered the Lions' Den, and we'll see if Mendez can come out of it. Infield plays back, looking for two. The pitch, and De Hoyos rockets it foul above the Green Jackets' dugout first base side. Augusta 4, Delmarva 4, top of the eighth. Base is loaded, one out. Alejandro Mendez trying to get out of this mess with the game still just tied. 0-1. De Hoyos hits it hard on one hop to second. Romero a diving stop. Throws to second for one. Relay to first just waits. Nearly an exceptional double play for the Shorebirds, but De Hoyos sprinting down the line, able to beat it. Fielder's choice RBI, and Augusta with 3 in the eighth has now taken a 5-4 lead. Nearly an exceptional game-saving double play from Romero and Ben Cosme. So it'll go down as a 2-RBI single for Eliezel Stevens, of all things. So he said it as soon as it went up. This wind is howling right now. And that baseball started off at the third base bag and landed behind the mound. First pitch to Geraldo Quintero is down in the dirt for ball one. So De Hoyos scores as well as Blair. It's a 5-run eighth inning for Augusta, and they now lead it 7-4. Quintero, the ninth man to hit here in the inning. Here's the pitch. He swings and slashes it out of play, left field side. 1-1. Also closes the book, by the way, on Carson King. All four of his runs are earned. The pitch. This is down and away for ball one. 2-1 on Quintero. Now 7-4 Augusta, the pitch, and Quintero slashes it the other way into left for a base hit. Stopping at third is Stevens. The throw-in cut off by De Leon, and caught in between first and second now is Quintero. Coming home from the plate as the throw goes to second is Stevens, and he scores ahead of the throw. Quintero safe at second, and it's 8-4 Augusta here in the eighth as the wheels have completely fallen off for the Shorebirds. Stephen Paolini bats for the second time this inning. Paolini single to start the frame. It's now 8-4 Augusta. Six runs here in the eighth for the Green Jackets. Mendez set the pitch. Breaking ball misses high and away for ball one. Paolini from the left side, the pitch. Fastball spiked in. He has to dance out of the way as the pitch goes to the backstop. 2-0. Final line on Carson King, if you're curious. It's three runs. That's actually not right. Get that official line for you once we finally have it. 2-0 on Paolini, now a man at third. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball three. An implosion for the Shorebirds here in the eighth. 3-0 pitch. Fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Just been a combination of everything here in the inning. Walks, bad defense. Just can't get an out when you need it. Just like that, six runs have come in. 3-1 pitch. Paolini takes a called strike on the inside corner. Flips his bat to himself. Thought that pitch was inside. And the count's full, 3-2. Wind continues to ruffle feathers here in the inning. 3-2 pitch. Paolini takes low in the dirt for ball four. And now Brandel Mesquita bats for the second time here in the inning. Hernandez goes out to the mound, chats with Mendez. And now another visit from Anderson Tavares, the Shorebirds' interim pitching coach. Feels like a weird form of purgatory. It's being an inning that you think is about to be ending either because of rain or the final out of the inning is about to be recorded, only for it to continually go on forever. Mesquita is the 11th man to bat here in the inning. He singled back off of Carson King. Line drive single left. First and third, two outs for Augusta, top of the eighth. Still. Mesquita from the right side digs in. Mendez comes ready. Paolini itching to run from first. Here's the pitch. Stays put. And Mesquita swings and misses. Strike one. Mendez at 29 pitches out of the bullpen. 0-1. Paolini runs. Pitch misses low. Hernandez drops it on the transfer. So no throw to second, and Paulini able to swipe the bag without a play. One and one on Mesquita. Here's the pitch. Fastball sinks down and in, 95, like a bowling ball. Dropping down and in, 2-1. Edward Monroy grabs his glove, and it looks like maybe he might be coming into this game sometime soon. Mendez crossfire set. Here's the pitch. And Mesquita, high chopper towards third, softly. De Leon charges in, gloves, throws on the run, and fires it by Plasencia up the right field line. Two runs come in to score. Mesquita safe at first. And it's now a 10-4 game. Base hit E5. Mesquita gets credit for one RBI, but not two. And the Green Jackets make it an 8-run eighth inning. Here's Brandon Parker, walked and scored earlier in the inning. First pitch, breaking ball, finds the inside corner, high and tight. Strike one. Oh, one on its way. And Parker off the end of the bat, a squibber to first. Plasencia off the bag, gloves it, takes it to the bag, steps in the bag, and gets a Bronx cheer for his effort. Inning finally over. Shorebirds allow 8 runs here in the eighth. Another catastrophe here after the Shorebirds led 4-2 after 7. On to the last of the eighth. It's now Augusta 10 and Delmarva 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth in a completely transformed game. It's now Augusta 10 and Delmarva 4. 8-run top of the eighth for the Green Jackets, and now as Starlin Rodriguez is on the mound to try to presumably get the final 6 outs. His first pitch to Isaac De Leon is outside for ball one. Rodriguez replaces Peyton Williams, who is now in line for the win on this TechNet. Call to the bullpen, get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty. 1-0 breaking ball is outside for ball one. Along with nationwide roadside assistance, when you get your car or truck serviced, at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. 2-0. De Leon shows bunt, draws it back, and the fastball in the outside corner, 2-1. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. 2-1. Breaking ball misses up and in. 3-1. De Leon batting fourth is 1-for-3 tonight with a single his last time up. The pitch is outside for ball four. And De Leon with his 63rd walk of the season. Now puts them all alone, tied, or now third in the Carolina League. He had been tied third with Jake Fox of Lynchburg. That brings up Frederick Benkozme. Rodriguez on the mound, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. 48 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 44 and walked 27. First pitch breaking ball to Benkozme is high for ball one. Rodriguez 0-2 with a 5.73 ERA, making his 22nd appearance. From the belt, his pitch. Curveball in the outside corner for strike one. I'm really shocked that Rodriguez isn't working a bit more expediently here with the potential of impending weather. 1-1. Fastball is on the outside corner at 92. Last thing Augusta would want is for this game to have to get suspended due to the rain. And now Benkozme steps in and calls time. De Leon at first, nobody out, bottom of the eighth. It's now Augusta 10, Delmarva 4, the pitch. Fastball misses up and away, 2-2. Benkozme takes inside a breaking ball, checked his swing. Second base umpire Chris Janke says he held up in time. Three balls, two strikes. De Leon at first, middle infield and double play depth, with the wind still kicking up a good amount of dirt towards right. A 3-2. It's down and away for ball four, and Rodriguez has walked the first two here in the eighth. And out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Mike Steed, and I imagine this conversation is going to be a one-way street. That one-way street saying, throw strikes and throw them now. Shorebirds led 4-2 in the top of the inning. The first four of the inning reached against Carson King. Two singles and two walks. Alejandro Mendez came in. A couple more base hits. A pass ball. Wild pitch. Game was tied. Then Victor De Hoyos. A one-hop smash to second. Diving play by Noelbert Romero to his left. Nearly pulled off a miraculous double play to keep the game tied. But De Hoyos beat out the back end of the double play. And after that, Augusta scored five more with two outs. Humongous strike of lightning out behind left field wall. Here's Stephen Acevedo. First pitch fastball is down the middle for strike one. Acevedo 1-for-3. He singled back in the fourth. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the outside corner. Strike two. Acevedo, a chopper back up the middle that sneaks into center for a base hit. De Leon around third. He comes in to score without a play. And Steven Acevedo with an RBI single makes it Augusta 10, now Delmarva 5. First three have reached, begin the eighth. And heck, if Augusta can score eight in the top of the eighth, why can't the Shorebirds counter with something of their own? Seen enough crazy baseball this season to know that just about anything can happen. Here's Roberto Martinez. Switch hitter bats left. First pitch. Martinez swings and misses for strike one. Martinez 2-for-3. Two-run homer back in the fourth. The pitch. He swings and mashes it out of play. Left field side. quickly down to the count now, 0-2. First and second, nobody out. Bottom of the eighth, it's Augusta 10, Delmarva 5. The pitch. Martinez, a soft liner into right. That's down for a base hit up the line. Right fielder Mesquita into the bullpen, digs it out. Martinez on his way to second. He beats the throw. Ben Cosme comes in to score. Four straight base runners to begin the eighth for Delmarva. And it's now Augusta 10 and Delmarva 6. Third hit of the game for Roberto Martinez, who's now a triple shy of the cycle. Acevedo motors to third. Martinez up at second. He has a three RBI game. Now Brian Hernandez, who replaced Creed Williams defensively a couple of innings ago, gets his first at-bat of the night. Augusta very quickly getting an arm loose out in their bullpen. It looks like Tyler Owens. Hernandez from the left side. Hitting 184 this season, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Over top a breaking ball. Down and in. Strike one. Hernandez, two homers, seven driven in. Went 1-for-3 back on Tuesday. The 0-1. He swings and ropes it. Just foul down the first base line on the ground. Would have been extra bases and two more runs in. Instead, it's 0-2. Shorebirds are actually now out hitting Augusta 10-9. They trail it now 10-6. 0-2. Hernandez off the end of the bat, scrapes it to the backstop. No balls, two strikes, it stays. O2 again, and Hernandez gets hit by the pitch. Got him right on the front shoulder, the forearm, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. The first, now five, have reached off of Estarlin Rodriguez to begin the bottom of the eighth. And the Shorebirds improbably have the tying run at the plate here in the eighth. Aaronson Placencia now the batter, and he's not going to face Estarlin Rodriguez. So both teams have a reliever come on for the eighth, and when they start the inning, they don't record an out. Estarlin Rodriguez allows five to reach and leaves with the bases loaded, and the tying run of the plate, it's now Augusta 10, Delmarva 6. Things are interesting again. Stick with us. TechNet called the bullpen here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com. There's no such thing as a normal day of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball, and we're experiencing that today. After giving up eight runs in the top of the eighth, Delmarva has put the first five on here to be in the eighth. They've scored twice and now have the tying run of the plate, trailing 10-6. Bases loaded, nobody out, and Tyler Owens replaces Estarlin Rodriguez on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Pro repair shop near you. Rodriguez doesn't record an out. Two hits, two walks, two runs, and a hit batter. Aaronson Placencia, the nine-hole hitter at the plate. Open stance from the right side. Tyler Owens, the righty on the hill, set at the belt. Here's the pitch. And the fastball is at the knees on the inside corner for strike one. Owens appearing in his 24th game. He's 4-1 with a 4.60 ERA. 5'10", 185 pounds. 21 years old. 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice stop by De Hoyos. 1-1. Plasencia, a sack fly, an RBI back in the fourth. Hit into a double play back in the second. Struck out back in the seventh. 0-2 tonight. Bases loaded, nobody out. The 1-1. Fastball misses outside, 2-1. The wind still blowing like crazy. The flag in center going straight out to right now. 20-plus miles an hour, 2-1. Plasencia scoops it out of play, back behind home. Two balls, two strikes. Acevedo at third, Martinez at second, Hernandez at first. And now the 2-2 to Plasencia. He swings and misses. Breaking ball was left up. He couldn't touch it. Owen strikes him out, the first out here in the eighth. Lineup flips the top now in Elio Prado. Prado 1-for-4, the single and a run scored back in the first. Right on right matchup with Owens, the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt again, De Hoyos laying out to his right. Able to keep it in front. Ball one. For whatever it's worth, Shorebirds have not hit a grand slam yet this season. Bases loaded, tying run at the plate in the eighth. The 1-0. And Prado swings and misses, 1-1. Prado just one homer on the season, came before the All-Star break in Carolina, went the other way. Outfield shades him the other way, infield back playing for two. 10-6 Augusta, bottom eight, the pitch. Fastball way outside, nearly drags De Hoyos to the backstop. 2-1. Owen set at the belt. High leg kick the pitch. And Prado swings through the high fastball at 93. Two balls, two strikes. Owen's on in relief of a Starlin Rodriguez. All three runners on. His responsibility. 2-2. And Prado foul tips it. Held on to by De Hoyos for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts by Owens out of the pen. Bases still loaded with two outs now for Noelbert Romero. Romero 1-for-4, reached on an error his last time up. He singled back in the third. Gusta 10, Delmarva 6, Birds batting, bottom of the eighth. Tying run of the plate and Romero, the pitch. Slider misses down and away. Ball one. Romero homered back on Tuesday, his team leading eighth of the season. Homer here ties it, 1-0. Breaking ball down and away, and Romero now in a hitter's count, 2-0. Question is, does Owens give in? The wind's blowing straight in from left out towards right. So for Romero to go yard out there, that's a big ask. 2-0. Owens tried to challenge him, but missed up high with a fastball. 3-0. Owens with a full black beard, as black as his glove. Tan laces. Set of the belt is 3-0. Down and away, ball four, and Owens forces in a run. Bases loaded, walk to Romero. And the Shorebirds make it a 10-7 game. Augusta 10, Delmarva 7. And now the tying run at first, and the go-ahead run at the plate in the form of Michael Desone. Deson, the ninth man to hit in the inning. He's 1-for-3. Homered back on Tuesday, his second of the season. Hit a go-ahead three-run shot last Tuesday in Lynchburg as well. First pitch. Deson trying for the grand slam. Swings and misses through a fastball up at his eyes. Strike one. Martinez at third, Hernandez at second, Romero at first, the tying run, the 0-1. And Deson hammers it! Deep center, Paulini back at the wall! Has just enough room to put it away for the final out of the inning. On a different night, in a different place, maybe. But in Purdue Stadium tonight, it stays in the yard. And Augusta, by the skin of their teeth, stays in front. On to the ninth. It's Augusta 10, Delmarva now 7 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth, it's Augusta 10 and Delmarva 7. Shorebirds nearly come all the way back after blowing this lead and then some. Michael Deson flies out to the warning track in the center. The base is loaded, representing the go-ahead run. Alejandro Mendez comes back out for the ninth, trying to keep it. Now a three-run game. 5-6-7 due up. Connor Blair leads it off. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. Lines are now final for Carson King, by the way. He allows 4 runs, 3 earned. 2 hits, 2 walks, no strikeouts. 1-0 to Blair. Fastball on the inside edge for strike one. Nobody up out in the Augusta bullpen, so it will be Tyler Owens to pitch in the bottom of the ninth. The 0-1, or 1-1 rather. Blair swings through it. No matter how you slice it, it's 1-2. And Blair, who lost his grip on the bat, as for the sprayable pine tar from the dugout, reapplies it. Blair perfect on the night. An RBI double in the fourth, has also walked 3 times. Shorebirds, after controlling the walks for the majority of the game, have now walked 9 through the first 3 games of the series. Augusta has now drawn a staggering 1-2. Blair swings, hits a soft number toward short. Ben Cosme charges, fields, throws in the run in time to get Blair by a half step for the first out here in the ninth. Augusta has now walked 31 times through nearly 3 games complete. One out, nobody on, and that brings up Mekhi Backstrom. Mekhi 0-for-4 tonight, 4 strikeouts. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Backstrom was the first man that Mendez faced out of the bullpen. struck him out, but a passed ball allowed a run to come in to score. 0-1 pitch. And Backstrom fouls it out of play, 0-2. On Backstrom. Mendez from the belt fires home the pitch. And it misses down and away. Fastball sinks off the edge. 1-2. The 1-2. And Backstrom hits it in the air to left. The wind's died down now, so an easy play for DeSohn. In a couple of steps, and he puts it away for the second out of the ninth. Two up, two down for DeSohn. Or rather for Mendez, with a little help from DeSohn. Here's Francisco Floyd, 1-for-3. He walked in the eighth. Gustas sent 12 to the plate in the frame. First pitch, Floyd swings and pops it out of play. First base side, strike one. When we go to the last of the ninth, it'll be 4, 5, and 6 due up. 0-1. Breaking ball misses down and away. 1-1. Floyd from the right side. Mendez ready. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and out of the zone. And Mendez ahead in the count now. 1-2. The 1-2. Slider down low. Floyd not interested. Count levels at 2. Mendez looking for a perfect ninth. The righty throws home, and it's cut on and missed. Floyd can't connect with 94. Mendez strikes him out, and maybe a modicum of momentum for the Shorebirds going to the bottom of the ninth. Shorebirds need 3 to tie, 4 to win it. It's Augusta 10 and Delmarva 7 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Last chance for Delmarva. It's Augusta 10 and Delmarva 7. Bottom of the ninth, Isaac De Leon leads it off against Tyler Owens, who got all three outs out of the bullpen in the eighth. Augusta scored three times. Michael DeSohn flat out to the warning track. The pitch to De Leon is a fastball just a little high for ball one. And Owens got out of the jam, stranding the tying run at first and the winning run at the plate. So De Leon leads off the ninth just like he did the eighth, and the 1-0 is a breaking ball high 2-0. De Leon walked and scored to kick off the eighth. Singled back in the fifth. Owens from the stretch, the righty fires home. And the 2-0 is high and tight for ball three. Shorebirds this season do not have a win when trailing after eight innings. 3-0 pitch. De Leon shows bunt, draws it back. It's a called strike. On the inside corner at the knees, De Leon not exactly a fan of the call, and that's putting it mildly. De Leon swings and pops it up a mile high, foul ground first base side. Backstrom gives it a look, but it's up into the seats. 3-2. 53 times this year, Delmarva has trailed after eight innings, and 53 times they've lost. 3-2. Breaking ball inside for ball four. De Leon walks, and he's aboard to begin the last of the ninth. Looks like Ronaldo Alessandro just made a jog out to the Green Jackets bullpen. Not sure how short the leash is here on Owens. Here's Frederick Benkozme, first pitch. Fastball is outside for ball one. The strike zone a little bit tight here to begin the ninth. Benkozme walked and scored back in the eighth, the pitch. Fastball, almost the same spot, this time a little closer to the edge. 1-1. Benkozme 0 for 2, his five-game hitting streak on the line. 1-1. Benkozme a chopper towards second. The third hop, Stevens has it, goes to second. One relay to first, not in time. Benkozme able to beat it. De Leon out, Benkozme replaces him over at first. And there's one out here in the ninth. Now Steven Acevedo, it's Augusta 10, Delmarva 7. Acevedo, an RBI single back in the eighth. Here's the pitch. Acevedo swings and misses. Fastball busts him up inside. Strike one. Then Kozma at first, one out. 0-1. Acevedo takes a fastball up and in. 1-1. Alessandro has now started to throw out in the Green Jackets bullpen. 1-1. Acevedo swings and skies it behind home. De Hoyos off with the mask in front of the warning track. He is able to keep his feet and make the catch for the second out here in the ninth. And the Shorebirds down to their final out. And the last hope is Roberto Martinez, who is a triple shy of the cycle. 3-for-4 tonight, a single, a two-run homer, an RBI double. Grounded out to second, back in the sixth as well. Switch hitter from the left side, first baseman Backstrom plays behind the runner. Right on left matchup, the pitch. And Martinez takes a called strike. Fastball in the outside corner. Strike one. Owens to the ready. 2 outs, bottom nine, the pitch. And the fastball in the shade low. 1-1. Augusta, 10 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Delmarva, 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. 1-1, it pops in and out of the mitt of De Hoyos up high, but it stays within arm's reach. Benkozme, not wanting to chance the final out of the game, stays at first. 2 balls and 1 strike on Martinez. The 2-1. Martinez, little half swing, fouls it off, and that got the home plate umpire Juan Gomez nearly toppled over. Catcher Victor De Hoyos had to catch him. And the field umpire, Chris Janke, comes out to check on him, as does the assistant athletic trainer for the Shorebirds, Griffin Pyatt. And we'll get some water out for Gomez here. That seemed to really spook Gomez. It is a blistering hot game. Obviously, things have cooled off by now with sun having set a couple of hours ago. But the long effect that has on the umpires over the course of the game. So Gomez good to go. And the Shorebirds now down to their final strike. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the nine. Man at first, the pitch. And the fastball misses outside. 3-2. So Ben Cosme gets a free jump from first. 10-7 Augusta, bottom of the nine. Runner goes. Here's the 3-2 from Owens. And Martinez swings and misses. And the ball game is over. Comeback complete for Augusta. They score 8 in the top of the 8th. Avoid catastrophe in the last of the 8th. And hold on for a 10-7 win here on Thursday night from Salisbury. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap. Your final score, it's the Augusta Green Jackets 10 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 7. Totals and a recap on the post-game show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along with the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Back at Purdue Stadium, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds fall for the 3rd straight time this week, 6th straight time overall
to the Augusta Green Jackets here on Thursday night. What was a close game, got blown open late. Shorebirds nearly came all the way back, but fell a couple of feet short in a 10-7 defeat. Let's walk you through how this one happened. Delmarva loaded the bases in the first, and then a balk allowed Elio Prado to score the game's first run. Augusta tied the game in the fourth. Brandon Parker singled with 2 outs, and then Connor Blair, an RBI double, brought him around to tie the game at 1. After that, Shorebirds kicked off the bottom of the fourth in style. Steven Acevedo, a single. Roberto Martinez then cracked a 2-run homer as he finished 3-for-5 on the night. Creed Willems then tripled, and Aaronson Placencia brought him in with a sacrifice fly, and the Birds led 4-1. Augusta got one back in the fifth. Eliezel Stevens with a solo homer made it 4-2. And then things reached a little bit of a stasis. Next couple of innings went scoreless, and then the eighth rolled around. The dreaded eighth inning tonight for Delmarva. First fourth inning all reached off of Carson King. He was finally relieved by Alejandro Mendez. Passed ball, allowed a run to score, and that was after King walked Connor Blair with the bases loaded to force in a run to make it 4-3. Passed ball tied the game at 4. Another walk loaded the bases, and then Victor De Hoyos beat out a potential double play to give Augusta a 5-4 lead with a run scoring on the fielder's choice. Eliezel Stevens then popped up, and with the wind blowing as much as it was, it dropped in. 2 runs came into score on play. Geraldo Quintero then singled. Steven Paulini then walked. And Brandel Mesquita with a single managed to score both of them. And Augusta ended up plating 8 in the inning. So the Green Jackets, with their newfound 10-4 lead, took it into the bottom of the 8th. And the Shorebirds put the first 5 on in the inning. Steven Acevedo, an RBI single. Roberto Martinez, an RBI double. And then the Shorebirds, the bases loaded and still nobody out, had the tying run at first base. And the go-ahead, or rather the tying run at the plate. Noelva Romero then walked with 2 outs to force home a run. Tying run was then at first, or go-ahead run was at first, and the tying run at the go-ahead, tying run at first, go-ahead run at the plate. And Michel Desson came up to hit, spanked a ball to deep straightaway center, but the wind blowing very hard in. Kept it inside the yard. Paulini made the catch on the warning track, and the Shorebirds' hopes for the game just about died on that play. Went down scoreless in the ninth, and that was it. Shorebirds lost their third straight this week, sixth straight overall to Augusta, 10-7. Final line score in this one for Augusta, 10 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, 6 left on base. Delmarva, 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, they strand 9. Picking up the win for Augusta is Peyton Williams. He improves to 2-2. Carson King takes the loss for Delmarva in his first appearance with the Shorebirds. He's 0-1. And Tyler Owens takes the save for Augusta, his third of the season. Started at 7:05, finished at 10:57. Time of game, 2 hours and 52 minutes. And we have not gotten a reported attendance yet. With the win, Augusta now a game above 500 at 49-48. 21-22 on the road. And they have now won 3 in a row this week. Delmarva, they fall to 34-64, back to 30 games under 500, 13-20 in the second half, and now 15-29 here at home. They've lost 3 in a row. Let's go ahead and get you some out-of-town scores. First up, that would be Birdland. No Orioles score to tell you tonight. They had an off day as they travel cross-country back to Pittsburgh from Texas to open up a 3-game set against the Pirates. Bowie, they clobber Harrisburg 14-3. Connor Norby with his 7th homer of the season. Garrett Stallings his 5th win. Norfolk right now trails Nashville 6-2. That game's in the top of the 9th. And suspended from Wilmington, the Blue Rocks lead the Ironbirds 5-3. Carolina League scores. Down East shuts out Fredericksburg 5-0. Carolina, 7-4 win over Kannapolis. Salem shuts out Fayetteville 6-0. Myrtle Beach, a 4-2 winner over Lynchburg. That keeps Delmarva all alone in 5th place for now. And Charleston, 3 shutouts across the Carolina League tonight. They shut out Columbia 4-0. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Shorebirds will try to avoid losing the series prematurely. Game four tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch. It's Darlin Alcantara on the mound for Delmarva. He's 0-1 with a 5.60 ERA. A.J. Smith-Shawver opposes him for Augusta. He's 3-4 with a 5.05 earned run average. First pitch, 7:05 as usual. Pre-game show, we'll talk to you at 6:50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's broadcast. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow, your final score one more time. It's the Augusta Green Jackets 10, Delmarva Shorebirds 7, 8-run 8. Does the Shorebirds in their third straight loss. Until tomorrow, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.